Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Hope you're having a great Monday. I am Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Walker Wildman. We are here Monday through Friday. Well, Friday we have Trivia Friday, where we play trivia. But Monday through Thursday, we're here talking about what's happening in our world, in our country. And our attempt, our goal is to look at things through a truthful lens, and then also through a biblical worldview lens. Not all these stories lend itself to that,
right?
But many of them do. And so that's our goal, that's our objective here on American Family Radio. You can watch the show, this show, and several of our shows by going to, well, this particular show, Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can watch this program if you'd like to. And Walker's posting the stories that we're talking about as well, so you can have access to the information that we're dealing with here on our program. Steve Jordahl is with us. He joins us from 11:05 to 11:30 most weekdays here on American Family Radio. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. And how are your Oakland Raiders going to fare? I don't need a 30-minute talk on this, Steve.
I think they're going to do well.
Just give me about a 1-minute synopsis of your Oakland Raiders coming up this season.
They've got their old coach back,
John
Gruden. John
Madden.
John Gruden. Chucky is back.
Is John Madden still alive?
He is.
I think so.
He's retired.
Okay.
But no, John Gruden.
Boom. Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to do one. Boom.
That's good.
For John Madden. Go ahead.
John Gruden is their head coach again. He was the one that coached them in all of their glory days with Rich Gannon as quarterback, and then he went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and just destroyed the Raiders in the Super Bowl several years ago. But he's back, and we're excited. I think we're going to have a good year.
All right, so good
Not
year.
As good as the Los Angeles Rams, that's all I'll say.
Yeah, well, the Raiders play the Rams first week of the season.
Yeah. That's your team,
yeah.
Right?
We're finally back.
How does a kid in New England get to be a
I will tell you that. It's
LA
an interesting
Rams.
Story. I'm a Boston fan for everything else.
Right.
And this is how I became a Rams fan. My dad had moved the family from New England to San Diego, California. We lived there 1 year until we whined and we moved back. But my dad had some buddies over from work to watch the playoffs.
Right.
And so I'd never watched football. I was 7 or 8 years old. I said, hey, can I watch football with you guys? And he said, sure. And I said, what team are you for? He said, the team in green. It was the Green Bay Packers.
You're talking about?
Yeah. He's a Packer fan back then because they were good
right.
at the time. And I said, well, I'm taking the other team. And it was the Rams.
And to this day.
I stuck with them this whole time. Meanwhile, my dad has had 20 favorite teams. Now he's a Patriots fan because they're winning Super Bowls.
Missed out on like 6 Super Bowl championships because you didn't go with the hometown team. They're
the
Patriots.
I know.
Huh?
And their run started by when they beat the Rams in 2001, I think it was.
Duly noted. I don't know if that's karma affecting your sports karma.
Is
not spiritual.
As a Boston fan, I don't have anything to complain about. Celtics championships.
That's true.
Red Sox.
That's true. You've had a lot of glory days in your sports fandom.
Yeah.
Ed, right
there. I can't
complain.
No,
you can't. You shouldn't.
I shouldn't.
Yeah, you should feel bad about yourself if you do. But you can't complain.
I can't.
You can't complain. All right. A lot to talk about this half hour because Steve Jordahl is going to get us started with what do you got, Steven?
Well, another tough weekend in Chicago with nearly 60 people shot. And
this past weekend?
Yeah.
My word.
58, I think, was the number that were shot. Four people were killed.
This is showing 61 people.
That's like almost like a war zone.
At least 60 people shot in Chicago. 8 killed, 53 wounded.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, what is it about Chicago? I mean, I know they're the third largest city in America, but my word, is it?
The gangs are a big problem.
I wonder if the anti-police sentiment now has got to the point where the police are backing off doing their normal work they would have done 10, 20 years ago, that is preventing crime, because they're afraid they're going to be accused of racism if they pull somebody over and something happens. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's playing into this.
It's got to be in the minds of it, police all over the country.
Go ahead, Stephen.
The city council is very anti-police when it comes to this. And so they are not backing their police.
And the bad guys know it.
The bad guys know it. The same, what I have been told is that you can commit a crime with a gun crime three or four times before they'll finally put you in jail.
In Chicago.
What?
And the judges, yes. Mm-hmm. And the judges are very lenient with these, buying into the left's rhetoric.
Yeah. It's a multifold problem because, I mean, it is policing, proactive policing, as they call it, will help lower the crime rate, lower the murder rate, etc. And so what you have in Chicago is when you bash police like they do and the public has a negative perception of the police, then the police say, well, fine.
They back off.
Yeah, we'll just give speeding tickets. And
call us when there's a murder.
When someone dies, give us a call, we'll show up and we'll investigate. But other than that, we're hands off. We're going to go down to the diner and have a cup of coffee and wait on the callers to come in. And so when you have that mentality, which I don't blame the cops for having that mentality, when you don't do proactive policing before the crimes occur, then it's just a matter of time. It's a waiting game, if you will, for the crime.
So this is interesting. Everybody in Chicago, the like I said, the city council and the judges are kind of along this liberal track of we're going to, you know, help them with whatever. Rahm Emanuel has had a come to Jesus moment, maybe almost literally, when he said,
the mayor
of Chicago, he starts seeing that current practices are not going to help. I have a little clip of him alluding to this. He went even more specifically. I'll read the quote that's more specific after we listen to this. This is cut 9.
There's another set of questions, legitimate questions. I'm not questioning the questions. There is a component of this that gets to a moral, ethical value piece that is a question that must also have equal value and be measured in the same way. We must use that to heal ourselves and be better, which requires a component that doesn't look at all the conditions, but actually ask who pulled the trigger, hold them accountable for what they did.
In a different press conference, which I couldn't find the sound, but this is what he said. He said, this may not be politically correct, but I know the power of what faith